West rival Dodgers. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, first overall pick in this year's NFL draft, injured his left foot today at practice. No word yet on the seriousness of the injury.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free of charge.
Do you do wiper installations too?
Yes, that is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And now get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase over $100. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Odell Beckham Jr. was back with the Giants Tuesday at minicamp after missing the team's entire voluntary program. The 24-year-old wideout is hoping for a new deal, but says the contract will take care of itself and he is just there to play football. Le'Veon Bell was not at Steelers minicamp Tuesday, but since he has not signed his franchise tender yet and is currently not under contract, Bell will not be fined. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting negotiations are ongoing, and if contract talks heat up, Bell could show for the end of minicamp. Aaron Donald also looking for a new deal, but the Rams defensive tackle was present Tuesday for LA's start to minicamp. Donald missed the Rams' entire voluntary offseason workouts before this week and is set to earn just $1.8 million this season under his rookie contract. LA exercised their fifth-year team option to keep Donald in LA in 2018. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save during Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
5:05 on a Wednesday. Welcome in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. KGYM's three frequencies coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Coming up for you in hour number three, we'll talk a little baseball and more with Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well. A chance for you to win tickets to see the first place Cedar Rapids Colonels at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels are on the road tonight in Quad Cities. They'll be taking on the River Bandits the next couple days. Back home on Friday for a Z102.9 Mug Club night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Hope to see many of you out there at the ballpark with those mugs. You can get your first beer for $6 and then the refills all night long, $3, And then you bring the mug back every home Friday game, and they will refill it for you at that $3 price. It's one of the best deals around. A Z102.9 Mug Club game coming up on Friday as the Colonels take on the Clinton Lumber Kings. I promised that I would read BJ and Marion's text to the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. A little bit of context here. A, if you're just turning on the radio, about 5 minutes ago I said that this was the hottest take that I had ever seen on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
Is this a hot take of a hot take?
Yes, and there's a little bit of...
This is an Inception type.
There's a little bit of backstory here. It involves listening to previous shows. It involves following me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp and being involved in discussions that way. So there's several layers to this onion. But if you're also just joining us and missed hour number one of the program today, disc golf came up. And that spurred a completely different conversation and a number of texts on the text line. BJ and Marion says that disc golf is the taco pizza of sports. It does not even belong in the discussion. That is a hot take because in Eastern Iowa, people love, and I am guilty as well. As a matter of fact, I had a slice today at Lunchbox Heroes. We love our taco pizza. In the state of Iowa, I don't know what it is about the taco pizza and Iowa. Some say it was invented here at Happy Joe's in the Quad Cities. I don't know whether I buy that origin story, just like Abner Doubleday inventing baseball. It's hard for me to believe that somebody else somewhere other than Iowa didn't think of trying to combine two of the greatest foods known to man and making a pizza out of them. But several weeks ago, I wouldn't say we got into it on Twitter, but BJ and Marion was coming hard and fast with the taco pizza takes, and I was having none of it.
And neither was the text line.
I enjoy taco pizza. And here we are again on June 14th, and we're talking disc golf and taco pizza. So do you know what that means? It means you won. The people who didn't want to hear us talk about baseball anymore, you won. I wish the ceiling would open up and balloons would drop down, although it would probably be like in The Simpsons at the bowling alley. When you remember that episode? Yeah, you told me you don't watch a whole lot of TV.
You're right.
A sad little balloon falls down from the ceiling for Homer on The Simpsons.
People are not happy with BJ's take.
Are they mad about the shot at disc golf, or are they mad about taco pizza?
I'm just guessing, and I don't think that these people have made their stance very clear. I'm guessing that it still has more to do with the taco pizza than it does disc golf.
Okay, yeah. 3504 says, get out, BJ. Couple words that I can't say on the air. And CT says that BJ needs to be blocked. We can block.
I don't think we can.
We can block people on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, but why would we do that? Because sometimes those people give us the gift of something to talk about on June 14th. And the text line is, yes, demanding that we talk about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, demanding that we drop everything that we're doing right now to talk about the fact that this fight is official. We're going to get to that at some point. We really are. I promise you. But right now we're talking about disc golf and taco pizza, two topics very, very important to this democracy.
Yeah, which is more polarizing, disc golf or taco pizza? And like we discussed, it's got to be disc golf.
No. Taco pizza is more polarizing because disc golf is, if you're not interested in it, it's literally irrelevant to you.
So
you don't even think about it.
So it's either you love it or you're apathetic about
it. But pizza people, they've got an opinion on taco pizza, and it goes one of two ways. Now, we've talked previously about how to make a proper taco pizza. You have to have sauce. You can't use the refried beans. I just, no. If I want that, I'll go get something at Carlos O'Kelly's or Taco Bell with refried beans. It just, so you use sauce, and then the key is you've got to have good chips on top of the pizza, and you've got to have good taco sauce readily available, in my opinion. But BJ, comparing taco pizza to disc golf, and by the way, a couple people on the text line did say that I committed the absolute number one cardinal sin of disc golf when I one time referred to the disc as a frisbee.
So if you say frisbee golf, that is 100% incorrect.
Oh, good God. I mean, I don't even...
Because I've called it that before and people didn't call me out on it.
I don't want the Sutliff Bushwhackers showing up on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, because that sounds like it could be a rough crew.
Is that something where if you say it while you're disc golfing, it's like a three-stroke penalty? Well, you said frisbee, three-stroke penalty.
You know what? I want to know, do they broadcast this on like 9.2? Can I sit at home like the losers that watch actual golf and call in? Can I call in a penalty? Someone's going to get upset about that. I'm not calling people who watch golf losers. I'm calling people who watch golf on TV and pick up the phone and call in a penalty.
Nope, that wasn't a sand trap.
Those people are losers.
That was not an official water hazard.
Is there a Metro Sports Report Ultimate Frisbee Golf League? If
there's
not,
disc golf.
There should be. Disc golf, you're right. Thank you very much.
So I just saw, here, I'm going to have to find this, but the hottest
line is,
of hot takes from 4815 saying that disc golf will be more popular than regular golf in 10 years.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Can Tiger can Tiger's back take throwing a disc? Because he can't swing a golf club
right now. It's probably very similar to the same kind of torque on his back that has been bothering him. So probably not.
I'm sort of doing this to make a point. But then again, I'm sort of not. I'm sort of doing this to make the point that the people complaining about what we are talking about on June 14th, that it can always get worse. It can, because we went from talking about baseball to talking about disc golf and taco pizza.
8477 with a question that I've always wondered, and now I'll ask it. And if the, what was the team name? The Bushwhackers?
Yeah, the Sutliff Bushwhackers.
Sutliff Bushwhackers, if you're listening out there, 319-366-1600 is the text line. So I would like an answer to this. If you call it froth, do you get kicked off the course for that?
I've never even heard that. That's ridiculous.
Froth? You've never heard someone call it froth?
I bet.
I'm going frothing today.
Look, I'll tell you what. I don't know much about disc golf. But if Sutliff is involved in the name, then I bet the after party is absolutely tremendous. I'll leave it at that. It's been a while since I've been out to Sutliff. We used to occasionally play real golf in Solon at Saddleback and then make our way to Sutliff, and then we would lose all track of what time it was. 5:14. We haven't lost track of the time here. We've got until 7 o'clock tonight to give away a Freedom Festival prize package for you. Freedom Festival's right around the corner. If you haven't gotten your buttons, do so, and maybe you'll get lucky and get a gold button. Did you get a gold button this year? Yeah, neither did I. I've never gotten one.
Never gotten one. I've never won anything.
And I'm starting to think that somebody button. I'm starting to think that somebody in the building maybe goes through the buttons that were given here and keeps it for his or herself. I'm gonna throw that incendiary bomb out there.
Now I have to ask you. You said you picked up your button. Was I supposed to pick up a button and maybe miss this? And I hope management isn't
got
listening
it at the
and,
meeting.
Yeah, I don't think I ever picked
the meeting
it up.
Last weekend.
I know. I don't think I ever picked it up.
There's coupons in there for your favorite grocery store. So
what?
Maybe you might want to
really screwed up.
You may want to look into this because you may be able to save on your next Chinese lunch. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Lots of baseball news to get to today. And I don't normally like dwelling on this, but here's the dilemma that we face here. I spend a lot of time on CBS Sports. just because that's where all my fantasy baseball teams are run through. And I check ESPN and some of the other websites too, but the front page of CBS Sports right now, this is the grist for the mill. You've got the Mayweather-McGregor fight, which has been finalized. It's going to be August 26th. The other top two stories on CBS Sports right now are U.S. Open picks, top five sleepers, and an NBA mock draft. And people are upset that we're talking about the Major League Baseball draft, which is relevant to the Iowa Hawkeyes and Eastern Iowa. The rest of the headlines, where LeBron James could go if he leaves in 2018. Odell Beckham Jr.'s fancy practice cleats that take a shot at the media. Damian Lillard reveals what teams he'd leave the Blazers for.
The answer might shock you.
Seattle's Bennett says, of course, Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed. It's actually a topic I wouldn't mind talking about, but I know a lot of people in Eastern Iowa don't want to hear about that. NBA rumors. Celtics' top free agent targets, Hayward and Griffin. And Federer flops with biggest upset of career in Germany. So, just among the handful of headlines there, you've got boxing, you've got golf, and you've got tennis.
Is there any frisbee golf?
No frisbee golf. Or ultimate discs golf.
I messed that up. There's no disc golf?
No, I would be just as bad.
I committed the one sin that I just told myself not to commit.
I would be just as bad at disc golf as I am at golf in real life.
I think I'd be a little bit better because I'm so pathetic at real life golf. I've made that very clear.
We could have fun editing that quote and just have Kuhn saying, I'm so pathetic at life, and then just edit out everything else after it. We could work that into imaging or something here on the program.
You just find my quote that says, I'm so pathetic. Cut out at frisbee, or no, put it, yeah. Keep at there, and then find me saying life
exactly.
Somewhere else along the line.
Yeah. Look.
Would that be for Kuhn's karaoke crew? Is that the intro?
Look, if you want to push me further down that rabbit hole, Jeremy Schapp, of all people, on Twitter, with what I thought was perhaps an enlightened take on Mayweather-Pacquiao, or Mayweather-McGregor. If you thought Mayweather-Pacquiao was a waste of time, boy, do I have a fight for you. I hung out at a friend's place and watched Mayweather-Pacquiao and had some drinks.
Happened 5 years too late.
And I walked away, the next morning, completely underwhelmed. Why did I waste an evening? And look, Mayweather's going to kill him.
I think it might go 12 rounds because I do think that Conor McGregor has pretty good chin, but he just doesn't have the boxing skills. The one thing that I will say is Conor McGregor has a puncher's chance. Literally, if he lands a big-time punch and can hurt Floyd Mayweather, that is literally the only chance that he has. I don't think he's going to be able to hit Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's the problem. So what we're going to see is Floyd Mayweather, which is what he's done his entire career, try to send this to a 12-round decision, outbox Conor McGregor, use his superior skill, and run around the ring ducking and dodging a bunch of haymakers thrown by Conor McGregor. Does that sound fun to you?
No. It sounds like a colossal waste of time and money. But as we learned with Mayweather-Pacquiao, and that fight was, as you said, 5 years of anticipation and people wanting it to happen. And, yeah. I once went to Wrigley Field and got to see Greg Maddux pitch. But it was at the end of his career with the San Diego Padres. And he was okay that day. But he wasn't Greg Maddux in his prime. And so I can say I saw him play in person, but it wasn't optimal Greg Maddux. You had 5 years when these guys could have fought and had a much more entertaining fight than the one that we did see. And Mayweather-Pacquiao doesn't wind up living up to the billing. Are you going to be duped again? How many people will fall for this again and shill out 50, 100, whatever the fight costs? Probably enough. Look, if people if people are paying $60 for a LeVar Ball autographed card on eBay, then people will pay $100 to watch this quote-unquote fight against a mixed martial artist and a guy who actually fights for a living in a boxing ring. Now, if this was an MMA fight, okay. I'd be like, it's a boxing match. You can do only one thing, and that's throw punches. That gives, in my opinion, the guy who boxes for a living the decided advantage here.
Completely. And Todd, have you ever watched professional slow pitch softball? Have you ever seen this on ESPN where you get these just huge guys out there bashing the ball 600 feet? They can only hit 10 or so home runs in a game. And then after that, it's considered an out. This has been on ESPN before.
If I have, I've seen it in passing. I've never stopped channel surfing and said, oh my God, I want to watch guys play slow pitch softball.
The story I'm trying to get at is one of the questions that gets brought up is who would win if they played Major League Baseball players? And the answer is if they played slow pitch softball, the guys who played slow pitch softball for a living would destroy the Major League Baseball players at slow pitch softball. And that's kind of what we're looking at here. And I'm not comparing MMA to slow pitch softball, but for a guy that is on his feet all the time and constantly learning the sport of boxing, and a guy who just does it about half the time, who has the advantage there?
This is the ultimate. This is the same thing as the what if the UConn women played the worst men's basketball team in college basketball? This is, people have this all. What if the Alabama Crimson Tide played the Cleveland Browns? No. The team that does it professionally for a living, even though they're really bad at it, will win. The guy who is a boxer is going to win a boxing match against a guy who is used to not only throwing punches, but also getting guys down on the ground and using martial arts.
Matt in North Liberty, I would rather caddy for Alex while he plays frisbee golf than watch the than pay for the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Oh, I think it'd be fun to caddy for frisbee golf because I imagine all you're doing is just drinking beer
Is there a froth bag that you take?
You're gonna upset them.
Well, they said it's okay. I've already gotten the text.
One person said it was okay to call it that. I'll have to send my cousin a text message. He lives in Colorado. I know that's really hard to believe that somebody that's big into disc golf would live in a state where marijuana was legalized. I know that's extremely hard for people to connect those dots. Sometimes I can text him and he'll get back to me in 3 days. Sometimes it takes longer than that. I'll ask him whether he calls it Frolf.
4808 says Frolf is not okay.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much. So
we got one okay and then one not okay. Actually, we have two okays and one not okay.
Conor McGregor, the text line pointing out, was an Irish boxing champion at one point. Okay. When's the last time that he solely boxed?
And has he ever boxed anybody as good as Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
There, it's 6211 says there is a small bag because you do have different kinds of discs.
So like a little duffel bag or a gym bag?
Can you use a cart? That's what I want to know. Remember there was a controversy on the PGA Tour a million years ago because there was a disabled golfer and he wanted to use a cart?
I just don't remember that.
Can you? Oh yeah, I think I was in middle school or high school when this occurred, so you probably weren't even paying attention to. Are you paying attention to golf right now? Who wins this week's U.S. Open?
The
Alex
course,
Kuhn.
Because it's what was that answer?
You're
so, yes.
Stealing from me. The course. It's the U.S. Open, which is widely viewed as it's the USGA likes to make life miserable for the golfers. So the US Open is traditionally played at a course that's got extremely tough conditions. And then you throw in the weather on top of it, and it could be a really interesting weekend.
Is Miguel Angel Jimenez in the US Open?
I believe he would qualify if he is playing, and I don't know whether he is or not, under other. I'll allow it. I'll let you take him.
Is Charles Schwartzel participating in the U.S. Open?
Well, he's German, but I think so.
I'll get back to you on my prediction.
You get back to me on this one. You get back to me on this one, and we'll see. But that's the Emil's Hideaway poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Who wins the U.S. Open? I believe Dustin Johnson is the odds-on favorite in Las Vegas, followed by Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, as well as Jason Day. Those are the options, as well as the course and other. It's 527. We'll step aside. I see we've got some texts to sort through on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, probably all involving disc golf. Kyle Mann will bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update when we return.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
528, welcome back to Eastern Iowa's premier authority on disc golf. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann joining us in studio. Kyle, have you ever disc golfed?
Yeah, I used to disc golf with my friends all the time.
Used to?
Do you call it frolf?
No.
Okay.
My one good buddy who got us going out in the first place, he was vehemently against that.
Was there a fallout? Why did you walk away from the game?
Why'd you give away the glitz and glamour of disc golf?
I went off to college, and me and my main disc golf buddy kind of just grew apart a little bit. I'm sure we'll get back to it this summer, though. We'll get a few rounds in.
Kyle, can you squeeze in an abbreviated Midwest One Bank Big Board update?
Of course. The final day of the MLB draft rolled on this afternoon, and Iowa pitcher Nick Gallagher joined Jake Adams and Mason McCoy as 2017 draftees when he was selected 492nd overall in the 16th round by the Cleveland Indians. It was expected that Gallagher would take time to decide between turning pro or returning to school, but he quickly announced that he would, in fact, forego his senior season and report to the Indians. Pitcher Ryan Erickson was also drafted by the White Sox in the 30th round. This marks the fourth consecutive year that the Hawkeyes have had at least three players selected. Jake Adams also continued to collect postseason awards today, being named a second-team All-American by Perfect Game and the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. Adams now has 5 All-American honors in total to go along with $249,000 after signing his deal with the Astros already. Kirkwood Community College also had a player drafted today when the Royals selected shortstop Corey Howell in the 19th round. Howell became just the second Kirkwood player to be drafted since 2003 and the first since Patrick Lala in 2010. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 10-5 last night in the Road Series opener. Sean Poppin lasted 5 2/3 to improve his record to 5-1. Left-hander Dominic Carlini will look to follow that with a strong outing of his own for the Colonels tonight. First pitch is set for 6:35. You can hear the Minnesota Twins and Seattle Mariners immediately after our show, and that's going to be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We're not talking about disc golf. More of the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and, after 2 p.m., twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Boxing champ Floyd Mayweather will come out of retirement to face UFC star Conor McGregor in Las Vegas on August 26th. UFC President Dana White said on SportsCenter the fight will be contested at 154 pounds, and they'll use 10-ounce gloves. Mayweather currently a minus 1,100 favorite by Westgate Superbook. The plan of Warriors coach Steve Kerr is to stay with Golden State for several more seasons. Appearing on ESPN's Zach Lowe's Low Post podcast, Kerr said he's planning to coach them for a while, did not address his health status. Kerr was out from the middle of the first round of the NBA playoffs until the final four games of the finals because of complications from back surgery. Baseball, Nationals having a tough time at home against the Braves. They trail Atlanta 12-2 top seven. Royals have a 7-1 lead on the Giants bottom eight. Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, and Jorge Bonifacio have each homered. Finals, Marlins got home runs from Marcell Ozuna and Tyler Moore in an 11-6 win over the A's. Padres doubled up the Reds 4-2. NFL, the Vikings announced that Randy Moss and Ahmad Rashad will be inducted into their Ring of Honor this upcoming season.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with up to 50% off menswear designed by Michael Strahan and get up to 40% off MSX activewear. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 9696 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 9696.
Name is Eric Halverson. I'm a general foreman for Kalachi Construction. We're building a 70-unit residential apartment building that is approximately 4 inches away from an existing come-and-go building. Parking garage underneath, 30 spaces. This is for C.G. Hansen Properties. The address is 316 South Madison Street. That is also his webpage. Come on in and check it out. High-end luxury apartments, quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, laundry in every room. Every apartment.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn was on site at the corner of Burlington and Madison Street in Iowa City, feeding 50 to 75 workers this afternoon as part of Lunchbox Heroes. Each week, KGYM Radio is on site at a new construction site celebrating the record amount of construction being done in the Eastern Iowa Corridor. We have a lot of great sponsors to thank. Our title sponsor is Built by Pros. Also, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Mediacom, Airgas, Dr. Pepper, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Wild Hog Saloon and Eatery, who supplied the pizza today, and of course, KGYM Radio.
K.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan and up to 40% off MSX activewear, including Big and Tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome back. We've reached the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on a Wednesday. Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register still to come if you're with us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or anywhere in eastern Iowa right now listening in on 1600 AM. Pick up the phone and give us a call, because if you're caller number 6, you're going to win our Freedom Festival prize pack today. Caller number 6, it's all yours. 319-366-1600. That number doubles as the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And boy, have we heard from you today. 0877 on the text line. You will be pleased to know that the Frolf discussion has replaced the pro wrestling segment as my quote, makes me yell at my radio moment. Hashtag nobody cares. Hashtag pot smokers. Hashtag get off my lawn.
2968 asks, how many discs in your bag make you, quote, an elite disc golfer?
Is this PJ Fleck?
I believe it is. PJ, if you're listening, can we get you on the show when we come to Big Ten Media Day, please?
My cousin, he's telling me these stories about his, it was a friend or a roommate, and he almost turned pro. And I said, at what?
There's a pro disc golf circuit?
There's a pro anything nowadays.
Is it the PDA?
I don't, that's a great, I'm going to guess it's the disc golfers. Professional Disc Golfers Association of America.
Here's one. Here's a question for y'all.
PGA
out there.
Is a professional golf. Yeah, PDGA. How about that?
Did you see the whole kick on Twitter a couple years ago where they had starter kits? It was like the starter kit for the single mom, the starter kit for the guy yelling "Get off my lawn," and they put like three items or three objects in that starter kit. What 3 or 4 items is in the starter kit of disc golf guy?
Well, you got to have at least one disc.
Well, without equipment.
Just 3 random items?
Yeah. What signifies disc golf guy? Do they wear wristbands like softball guy?
I'm going to guess that you have to have some sort of environmentally friendly container to carry your water around in. Or whatever other beverage that you're drinking. You know what I'm talking about. One
I
of
do.
These. It's got to be environmentally friendly. That way you're not polluting the world with plastic bottles or other forms of litter.
Oh, fresh from Marion. Yep.
I'm going to guess some sort of illegal substance. And comfortable shoes. Or does that fall under the equipment category?
Like sandals, the strap sandals?
The Jerusalem Cruisers, as we used to call them. Yeah. Good old-fashioned leather sandals. Someone will get upset about that and complain, I'm sure. It takes a sense of humor to sit here and laugh at yourself like I do every day for 3 hours. You think I like talking about some of this stuff? Look,
I would love to be talking about football right now, but guess what? It's just not in the news.
We've got Athlon's top 130 teams for the upcoming college football season, and we are getting to that in just a second. But I want to make a trade. Management would never sign off on this, but I want to make a trade or a deal where I get to go do other people's jobs for them. Like, they complain about what we're talking about here, and so I get to go do what they do for a living.
And they get to come in here and yap on the microphone?
Yes. Yes.
For 3 hours?
I want to, but I'm not necessarily making that trade, but I'm making that trade with, like, their supervisor, so that I could be the one who's like, yeah, where are the TPS reports? Yeah, I don't care if they're redundant. Where are they? And then you sort of get the sense here. Like, I love our listeners. Eric, who was on that Lunchbox Heroes report today, who's running that project. We were there in Iowa City today, and it was raining. We were indoors, but we weren't really indoors. One of the more interesting Lunchbox Heroes that we've done. First thing, Eric, I wish Tyler Ryder was here so that I could bust his balls about something. I said, you listen. I said, oh, yeah, big fan. And
Brian.
You met Brian. Brian also chatted with me a little bit. I love every single person who listens to the show. I do. Including the people who complain and including the people who say that we talk about stupid things or boring things, or the people that say the show sucks, because they're still listening. And as long as they're doing that, then what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I love every single one of our listeners, but I know this sounds a little bit ridiculous because I'm not performing open heart surgery on infants or anything that's life-changing here, or I'm not putting my life on the line today like the Capitol police officers who were very heroic in Virginia. I sit behind a microphone for 3 hours a day and I talk about sports and whatever else is on my mind. But it's not that easy. And I would love for the chance, like fantasy camp, like all these old people that get dressed up in Yankees uniforms or Cubs uniforms and they go down to spring training every year and pay exorbitant amounts of money to pretend like they're major leaguers. I would love for a KGYM fantasy camp where people could come and say, I'll do 3 hours of radio a day. Sign me up. I would like to be a counselor at that summer camp, because occasionally June 14th rolls around and you're sitting here hoping and praying that Lonzo Ball has his dad signing autographs for $60 a pop, or
Athlon releases a list.
Exactly. People asking now about Dave the Trucker on the text line. Iowa coming in at number 44 on the list of the top 100. You are perhaps the biggest college football fan in Eastern Iowa. If I asked you who's dead last on the list, would you be able to tell me within 10 seconds?
Dead last. Here, give me 10 seconds here. So, I am going to go with, Miami of Ohio. No. Bad guess. How about,
if I gave you a hint, it would make it too easy.
The conference would be the hint?
Well, no, the hint would be recently they didn't have a football program.
Oh, okay. UAB.
UAB.
Okay.
So 130. They took a 2-year hiatus. They're dead last.
I actually think they're going to have a pretty quick rebuild. That's a hot take, but these last two years, they've been recruiting certain players who come from a lot of transfers, a lot of former 4- and 5-star recruits. So I think they'll be back a lot quicker than people think.
North Texas is at 108 on the list. They make an appearance on Iowa's non-conference
schedule.
So
of returning teams to the Division I level, is UMass number 129?
UMass. I'm going to be in his office tomorrow. He's going to be yelling at me for not liking golf. I know it. UMass is, unless they change their name to UNASH, I would buy gear. They're 128. Good guess. There's one program in between UAB and UMass, and it's another Texas school, Texas State.
Texas State.
The Bobcats.
Not UTSA.
Iowa State, I thought, had a relatively decent ranking on the list. Cyclones came in the 60s with Matt Campbell at the helm. And I know there are big things expected this season, right at 60. The Athlon blurb says the Cyclones are headed in the right direction under second-year coach Matt Campbell. As last season's three wins showed, Iowa State still has a ways to go before challenging for a finish in the top half of the Big 12. But it's also important to note this team lost five games by 10 points or fewer, with three of those defeats coming against Kansas State, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, three of the top four teams from the Big 12 last fall.
I think that's a pretty fair spot for that team, because when you're right there at 60, it's kind of a sign of for a team that's coming off of what they've come off of the past few years. It's a sign of people recognizing these preseason publications, whether it's Athlon or ESPN or some of the other ones, recognizing that this team is getting better. You just wonder, and we kind of went through this exercise a few weeks ago, where are the wins going to come from? And there are going to be several must-win games when it comes to the Big 12 slate, and really even, I would say, outside of the Big 12 slate for the Cyclones if they want to get bowl eligibility this year, which I think they have every opportunity to. The games like Texas Tech, and then that game against Iowa is going to be huge for the Cyclones. If they can win that game, I think they're sitting pretty to win six, possibly seven games. If they can't, then making a bowl game might be tough.
The text line says they can't believe that anybody is ahead of Rutgers. Rutgers is actually number 91 on the list. So out of 130 teams, they're better than almost 40 of them. Now, among Power 5 teams, yeah, Rutgers is down toward the bottom. But I think, I'm a big fan of A.J. Blazek, former Iowa football player and graduate assistant who's now at Rutgers as the offensive line coach. I want to see that program have success. I just don't think that they're a good fit in the Big Ten, and I don't think they're probably going to have a ton of success. To me, the most interesting pairing on Athlon's list is 49 and 50, because it's a pair of Big Ten programs that you have to sort of do a double take when you see them side by side. They've got Michigan State at number 49 and Minnesota at 50. And I know you know where to look for this, because Memphis is 51 on the list.
So I see that.
Right underneath Memphis. PJ Fleck and the Gophers, side by side with Mark D'Antonio and the Spartans. A year ago, granted Fleck wasn't the head coach of the Gophers at that point, but a year ago, would you have imagined that?
No, but seeing them side by side kind of signifies where both of these programs are right now. And I know bringing in PJ Fleck has taken away a lot of the sting of what happened last year with that football program. And now Michigan State is going through a very similar occurrence with three or four players being charged with sexual assault. So many off-season distractions for both of these teams. For the Gophers, they're coming off of a 9-win season. For Michigan State, they're coming off of a 3-win season. So seeing these two side by side, I think both of these teams, a lot is going to depend on how motivated and how focused they are on football heading into fall camp. And I never could have imagined things would have gotten so bad, especially for Michigan State. Michigan State, I talked about this on Friday, it has been an absolutely disastrous 10 months for that football program, to the point where you're talking about Mark D'Antonio trying to save his job, trying to steer away from the negativity of the upcoming trials against his former players, and also trying to steer away from that 3-9 season. It's a tall task for Michigan State. For Minnesota, I think it's going to be a lot easier because they now have a fresh start and what I think is one of the best coaches in college football.
Michigan State made Deadspin earlier today with regards to the story about the three players that wound up getting booted from the team for sexual assault. They've actually had four players this offseason that have run afoul with regards to being accused of sexual assault. One individual player and then three players involved in a similar incident. And they have fired the coach. Curtis Blackwell is the, I believe he was director of college advancement and performance was his job title. But the State Journal in Lansing reporting that this is sort of a Joe Pa situation where he found out about what was going on, didn't report it, but he talked to the players. And you can't have that going on. And Mark D'Antonio has been fighting for the last couple weeks to regain control of his program. Here's a guy who, in the last year and a half, has gone from having, I thought, one of the safest jobs in the Big Ten. Because here's little old Michigan State, and they were fighting with the big boys, Ohio State and Michigan, every step of the way under D'Antonio. I didn't think anything could bring him down. And now you have one really bad season and a talented recruiting class that seems to be filled with kids who don't quite understand the responsibilities that come with being a college athlete and getting a scholarship and the opportunity that they were given.
Or being a human being, for that matter.
Or being, thank you very much for that. And now you've got Mark D'Antonio, whose seat is getting very warm at Michigan State. Again, Iowa number 44, Iowa State number 40 on Athlon's list of the preseason top 130 teams in college football. 552. By the way, congratulations going out to Carrie in Iowa City. She was the winner of our Freedom Festival prize pack earlier this hour. Freedom Festival right around the corner. As is another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle's going to join us in the studio after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing, and you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
5:55, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's the South Gym, where we will be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in and join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. Again, we'll be there from 4 until 7. Happy hour starts at 3. 107.5 FM, The North Gym, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency. Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register set to join us to kick off hour number three. But before we get there, we've got to do this. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle?
The final day of the MLB draft rolled on this afternoon, and Iowa pitcher Nick Gallagher joined Jake Adams and Mason McCoy as 2017 draftees when he was selected 492nd overall in the 16th round by the Cleveland Indians. It was expected that Gallagher would take time to decide between turning pro or returning to school, but he quickly announced that he would forego his senior season and report to the Indians. Pitcher Ryan Erickson was also drafted by the White Sox in the 30th round. This marks the fourth consecutive year that the Hawkeyes have had at least three players selected. Jake Adams also continued to collect postseason awards today, being named a second-team All-American by Perfect Game and the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association. Adams now has five All-American honors in total, as well as $249,000 after signing his deal with the Astros already. Kirkwood Community College also had a player drafted today when the Royals selected shortstop Corey Howell in the 19th round. Howell became just the second Kirkwood player to be drafted since 2003 and the first since Patrick Lala in 2010. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 10-5 last night in the Road Series opener. Sean Poppin lasted 5 2/3 to improve his record to 5-1. Left-handed Dominic Carlini will look to follow that with a strong outing of his own for the Colonels tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. You can hear the Minnesota Twins and Seattle Mariners immediately after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Looking forward to touching base with Tommy Birch in hour number three. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well. You could win tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. The first place Cedar Rapids Colonels. As Kyle mentioned, they're going to be taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits tonight at 6:35. Colonels back in town on Friday to face Clinton on a Z102.9 Mug Club night. 2 hours in the books, one to go. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up